Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
I don't want to be slipping into old habits, but we have bowling night on Wednesday night.
Okay.
And then Thursday is a fire drill with Mrs. O'Mara going to her networking. And not related to that, but Mrs. O'Mara is entering a new venture that's very fascinating to me personally. And I think it will be very interesting to our listeners as well. To be continued. Not ready to talk about it just yet, but
okay.
She's a very, very busy woman, and she flies around.
She won something at her prayer breakfast today?
I have no idea. You might have gotten that because I've been flying around so much with dropping my kid off.
Yeah, and I saw something on Facebook. It looked like a trophy with a $5 bill stuck in it.
I have no... You know more than I do.
Well,
you know
should,
more than I do.
You
I have
should
no
get
idea.
To the bottom of this because really, that money, half of it belongs to you.
Well, Rob, to be honest with you, the morning did not get off to a great start when I jumped out weary out of the marital bed.
Yes.
And went winky tink and then sprung out to the kitchen where my duty is to make coffee.
Yeah.
But a little wrinkle occurred as I go in and the drill is 5:30-ish.
Yeah,
I start the coffee, and it's a process because you know we make a 12-cup cauldron of the and then
I didn't know you made that much.
We fight over it.
That's like a restaurant.
It's a lot.
Yeah,
but it's really not a lot.
No, because the cup measure
2 cups for her, 2 cups for me.
The cup measurer on like a coffee pot is not a true cup of coffee.
Exactly,
it's like 6 ounces. Maybe.
Yeah. So it's it is, but I mean it makes me wonder. When you do go into like a diner or a restaurant,
yeah.
That's why they have 4 of them out there because
yeah.
It's constantly going.
Yeah.
So, but it's the routine. I go in, put it on, sit down, start my my little worky work, and then she's primping and doing her best because she's got a very early call.
Bluebirds to, bring her nightgown
yes,
like in
like
Cinderella.
A princess.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
Exactly.
And then she comes out, gets her coffee, and brings me a cup because the coffee's been made.
Oh, so you start it and leave.
Well, it's automatic.
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant technology.
Mike, we live in a modern age.
So special. So proud.
So proud.
And I do that, and then I sit down, and the usual drill is she'll be walking back into, she's mid-primp when she comes out and grabs
yes.
her coffee. And then she goes back to making herself look nice for her meeting.
Stunning.
And yes. Which is really, look, I admire her attention to detail. And, she's one of these women that takes pride in her appearance. And God knows we need more people in general, men and women.
Yeah, I agree. It, you know what? It's a courtesy to others.
The old days, I could have said women, but now you got to include everybody.
I'm just looking at her Facebook page now, and
yes.
This was posted 36 minutes ago.
Yeah.
She says, big winner, and then a prize cup emoji at my PBR networking group this morning.
What she did, yeah.
I guess PBR is Pabst Blue Ribbon.
That's it. They drink beer starting at 7, and some of them go all the way to 1, 2 in the afternoon.
And those are the people that need to primp.
Beer will come into this story a little bit.
Oh, okay.
As I get into, Wednesday night, because that's bowling night. But that's another story.
Okay.
So she goes into the kitchen, and as she's walking by, I notice she's got 1 cup of coffee. And I didn't say... where's my coffee, even though I've made it, and all is required is 2 cups to be picked up because 2 are poured, and they, I said, did you get me my coffee?
I've got to be at my network.
Possessed by the devil, possessed by the devil, I'm going to kill you. Why can't you get it? I've got other things to do. I work for a living. You talk.
Bob. Now, being a sensible sort,
yeah,
the proper way to look at that is it honestly adds no time to her morning to pick up a second cup and bring it in.
Well, no. It was obviously there was some sort of... She's very upbeat up until that point. Caught me out of left field. It caught me by surprise because yes. I didn't expect it.
And it's standard for her to bring you the coffee?
Yeah, I make the coffee.
And she brings it.
It's not made. And she knows that it will be made waiting for her in the kitchen. I occasionally have gone off script and brought her a cup of coffee in the bathroom I'm beloved when I do that.
I was going to say, if I make a cup of coffee for Carrie,
yeah,
and I'm not a coffee guy, but it's most appreciated, and it's easy in my house because she has a Keurig. I drop the pod and hit the button.
Nothing easier. But not if you're going to go for quantity.
No. Well, we can brew a pot with our Keurig, but I don't brew a pot for her.
I hear you. We're a coffee household.
But when you bring her the cup of coffee
right.
and her creamer, and she is like, my God, thank you.
Yeah, it's a very big deal in the morning for people that have busy mornings and are doing
I've bought her a house. I've given her two children.
Yes.
But the coffee, she thanks
coffee
me for.
Is a big deal. And and so when I do that, it's a little extra. And I should also mention that there are two ways it can happen. I can feel energy the night before, and I can prep it and set the timer for 5 a.m. so right. that we both wake up to an FB, a fresh pop. By the way, the coffee
and
drinkers in our audience are understanding what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, I come from coffee people. I dig it. I just don't participate.
So this reaction was very strange to me and just a little off-putting. I won't burden you with that again. So
anything but a burden, Mike.
Now, with this rave out, she still hangs a Yui and goes back into the kitchen and brings me a, and she says in a very sarcastic way, there's your coffee. And and then proceeds to go do what she does, getting ready to go. I am not getting ready yet because I will be leaving at approximately 7:02 a.m.
Right.
to pick up my son very close by at Gammy's house.
Because it's bowling night.
And bowling night, he stays at Gammy's. And he likes to be picked up early on Thursday because he has the school store that is specifically open for the fourth graders on Thursday. And
what they sell, like what, cigarettes and fireworks? What are they?
They sell lottery tickets, vape
drinks,
and and a variety of different CBD products.
That's good
for that. guns
for the school. It's Florida.
It's Florida, right?
School store
and and some MAGA hats. Outside of that, they. So he likes to get there, and last week he was late, and so he had to end up, he overpaid for the little rubber Halloween bat that came out of the 8-ball or whatever the hell, I don't know what it was. It was a little
like
thing.
Like a stress ball thing?
I don't know. It was just...
Spooky season.
It was fair. So I roll out, and in between this time, getting my angrily dropped cup of coffee, I hear from the background, Mike? And I said, yeah. And that's my yeah, you've heard it before.
I'm
not really thrilled with the world. So I go, yeah. That soft kind of I'm hurt.
Yeah.
And she says, are you okay? I said, oh yeah, I'm fine.
And she knows you're not.
And then she apologized. And she was on her way. And everything was right with the world. My son was bouncing off the walls, very happy, very ready to go for the day. He's got
You made it in time to pick him up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's very, very close by. And then everything is right with the world. Now, bowling last night, which I've talked about getting back into, all good. All good for bowling. I mean, I have to say that It's a tale of two sports for me, and it's a tale of two worlds. And I'm just here to say that the bowling world, I like to say on this show that I'm not really a people person all the time, but then I think about it, and I really do sometimes really like people. And
I think you're what is called an introverted extrovert.
I love the vibe at bowling, and I will tell you that to an individual, there was one particular lady who was a little twitchy, a little old, you know, in that way, set in her ways, you know, that kind of BS that I hate.
Norman?
No, just like, you know, my ball goes over here, you know.
Oh, she likes the way
she likes everything to be, to be ordered. I hate that.
Yeah,
I understand. But other than that, like to an individual, different shapes and sizes of people and everybody having a great time and just really nice people. And
you getting closer to your teammates?
Yeah. Yeah. One of our guys,
good.
Bill, who's a really good bowler and has been super nice to me and kind of likes to hear me ramble with my my stories. And he's just, I don't know, I was super positive leaving. It might have had something to do with the reason I bowled better, or maybe bowling better made me in a better mood. I don't know. Or maybe it was the Stella Artois.
Do you remember any scores?
Yes. My first game, Rob Spiewak, I bowled a 168.
Wow, quite respectable.
Compared to my average, one of the guys on the other team looked at my score from the first game and said, now, who is this usually? And I said, that's me. That's me. This was a departure from the norm, my 168. And it turned out to be
168 means you had marks in more frames than you didn't.
I was very, very happy. And but I indicated to him that I would come back to earth, which I did. My normal, there was a sub-90 round following that, which was, thank you. but just really salt-of-the-earth guys that they all knew each other. Obviously, they've been doing this for a long time. And you're right. One of my teammates with his brother, we call him Ben and Bill because it's an ice cream shop up in Bar Harbor.
I remember
and
that
Ben
place,
and Bill
are
nice boys, young guys, and really we enjoy it and we have a great time. So and they're super – he's super nice. Really always wants me to bowl better, always wants to help me out, and I love that. It's great.
I think bowling sometimes gets the short shrift. One of the things Robert wanted to do this weekend when he was home, he wanted to go bowling.
Right.
And I always say yes, and we had
– how's your league coming? Are you making any progress with that or what?
You know what? I'm going to have to wait, I think, to see if there's a winter league because the rescheduling of the show – will help.
Okay.
I wasn't able to get to the alley in time or guarantee that I get to the alley in time every night. So I think that's good. I'm definitely going to look into a league. Actually, Robert wants to do a league this summer.
Okay.
Where we would be father and son on one team. And I think that would be great. But it is such a great environment. You can surround yourself with friends.
Hold on a second. Carla's calling me right now.
Oh, she is? Okay. With the prize winner.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. But it is, I think more people should bowl.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. What are you up to?
I'm doing the show right now. I'm recording the show, and I was talking about you and your massive rave out about coffee this morning.
Oh, sorry. I was tired.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Will you give her a message for
Rob,
me?
Rob, hold on. Rob has a message for you.
Okay. Congratulations on the big win.
He said congratulations on the big win.
$5 in my networking group.
What is that clicking that I hear in the background?
My blinker.
Okay, can you maybe turn that off for a second? Because it really makes me think we're having some sort of audio interference.
Be like the rest of Florida, don't use a turn signal.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
So, I'm taping with Rob right now, and to what do we owe this wonderful visit?
Oh, I was just calling to see how the pickup with Michael was this morning.
Great. He was in a great mood. He's excited to be at school, and he's very, very happy, and everything is right with the world. You sound perky. What did you win? What did you win today?
I won $5 for my 45-second commercial. I was voted the best commercial this morning. Because I started two new businesses.
And did you talk about your new venture today?
I did.
We can't spill the beans on everything, but let's just say the craze and something I've been very involved in with weight loss, these weight loss medications. A lot of people are like, hey, how do I get involved in that? And, you know, Carla's going to have a pipeline to that through her business. And she'll be talking about it on this show. And we're very, very excited about it. It's a very, very exciting new thing that we're going to be doing.
I thought sure it was a food truck.
Yes.
Not
yes,
a food
the
truck.
Sooner, the
yeah, no, lobster. Dick Queasy's food truck will not be it. So it'll be a lot of fun. Is that about it? Do you know I tape at 9 a.m., right? On 8 a.m., I should say.
Do you know?
It's not 9.
It's 8. No, we tape it at, what?
So 8 a.m. from now on.
What?
8 a.m. from now on.
Yeah. Yeah. You betcha. Yeah.
Good to go. I can't keep up with everything, Mike.
There's the tone I got a little bit. Can you say
that's sweet?
Can you say that again, please?
I can't keep up with everything, Mike.
All right, here we go.
I can't keep up with everything, Mike.
Okay, I get it.
All right, honey. I love you, and have a.
Okay, I love you too.
Yeah, have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Anyway,
$5 seems a little skimpy.
So that was when she was on the phone through my. I have it through my board now, which is fun.
You were talking about bowling.
Okay, bowling.
Don't say that word. And that that you bowled well.
I did.
And that it's a great environment.
Well. And yeah. And I watched these guys who were a bunch of nuts. They obviously have been buddies for a long time.
Screwballs.
They were just fun, nice people. And I said to Carla on the drive home, I said, you know, everybody, we've come across a couple dozen people since we've done this league. And they're all nice people, and they're all salt of the earth people, and they're out there having a little bowling. Nobody's getting too crazy. Nobody drinks too much. Well, maybe.
Right.
But it's
just
fun.
You mentioned the Stella. You mentioned the Stella. How did you do?
I drink a pitcher and a beer. That's what I have during my night of bowling.
So two drinks,
two beers. the worm has turned for me since I switched off of that Miller Lite.
Okay,
a little bit more of a kick. Like I feel like I'm having something to drink, and I just was really pleased with everybody's vibe. Now, it's not just the bowling and the game that I rolled. These guys, and you'll like this, Rob, because this is bowling. You know bowling, and you'll know what this is all about.
Sure,
you might even know before I tell you. So,
okay,
just feel free to jump in if you think you know. So these guys are bowling, and every now and then, one of the guys would bowl, and then they'd all put their hands up like this. They'd all be showing their hands, and I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I don't know what that is.
I had no idea, and I really was half paying attention to them because I'm kind of focused on my own thing.
Right.
And then late in the, I think it might have been the third game, might have been the second game, Carla gets up there, and she knocks all the pins over except for one. And suddenly they say, oh, put your hand up, put your hand up. And I said, shots, shots. And I said, what's going on, guys? She goes, she left the five pin. She left the five pin. And that's when we put our hands up in the air. And I don't know what. I said,
are you sure they're not like Nazis?
I don't know what's going on. It looked like they were giving the Heil Hitler salute. And I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, I said, what? Here it is. And the guy explains to me by using the number. He says, if you leave the five pin as the only pin standing, you either have to knock it over or you buy shots for the group. If you don't get that five pin, you have to buy shots for the group.
Wow, I had no idea.
And they were cheap shots, too. There's this blue vodka thing for $3.
Like blue.
Is it Curacao? Is it Curacao?
Curacao, yeah. Curacao, and it's an orange flavored liqueur.
And
blue.
And vodka. And blue Curacao and vodka. They're $3 each. I found that out right away as I realized that we are responsible for paying if she doesn't pick it up. And
I have a thing with when I used to drink and I would be at, say, Jimmy's with Zoolander, Eric Stolginski.
A man who is known to put away occasional cocktail.
If we ever graduated to blue drinks, that was good night, nurse. Blue is the worst.
So they're saying, well, the game is this. If you leave the fine, and I encourage you, even though you are a teetotaler, to implement this in your league when it gets up and running.
You know, the five is not a hard single pin to pick up.
It's right in the middle.
It's
behind the head pin. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly, because it's 1, 2, 3, then 4, 5, 6.
That's where I was going to. Yeah. Where is it? I said.
And it is exactly behind the head pin.
And I kind of half listened when they told me, and then I kind of figured out late in the evening, there was another spare like that, and I went, five pin! So we'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
So Carla misses the five pin.
Oh.
And then she comes back over, and the explaining continues. Where
did she know the pressure was on her when she went up to pick up the five?
She kind of knew what was going on.
Right.
And so they're going, okay, you have to do that. You can do anything you want, but it's a blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, what's the deal? And then I remembered my old bar, and I said, well, how about redheaded sluts? And they're like, what's that? I said, it's Jaeger, peach schnapps, and cranberry. No, that's expensive. But for $3, you can get this little, and it must be, I think it's vodka that might be made in the still behind the bowling alley.
Yeah, it definitely comes in a plastic bottle.
So we finally settle on it, and then it takes a while to get them out there. And they're just tiny little shots.
Yeah.
And but because I was enjoying my adult beverages, I was really, really psyched to participate in this. And it was fun. And, you know,
between switching
the octane, which has been helpful, and the little blue kicker over, I don't party like I used to, but it was just enough to, you know, I'm engaging everybody in conversation. I'm forgetting when it's my frame. I'm really having a fantastic time.
Well, if you're forgetting where you are in the lineup, that's not going to earn you any friends.
Well, it didn't really matter because everybody's kind of dragging.
Okay.
Everybody.
I imagine you are the second on your. You're in the second in the lineup.
Yeah. How did you know that?
Yeah. That's where you put your weakest bowler. Sorry.
They did it. They did it automatically. You asked.
Yeah, they.
That's so
true. You put
true.
your second strongest bowler first, then weakest, next weakest, and then your strongest.
Wow! Wow! Oh no! Oh, Rob.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Damn.
I just was guessing.
So, like, when it's done automatically, because it's done automatically.
Right. Yeah. It probably even knows.
I'm definitely the weakest bowler of the team.
Yeah.
My average
You are the weakest bowler. Goodbye.
My average is, would you like to know my average?
You know what? No, I don't.
101.
Hey, three digits, man. That's
when the
good.
Guy, when I bowled the 168, said, who's this? Like it was somebody ringing for my position.
Mike, you have got that 160 ability within you. You can do that.
I did.
And improve on it.
I bowled it.
Yeah, but
happy.
You're going to start. You need to be consistent, and you've got those scores in you.
So the shots come out. It's fun. I'm chatting with Bill on my team. I'm chatting with the other guys. There's a guy that threw a 20-mile-per-hour 16-pound ball. That's how strong
That's
this guy was.
Wicked.
It's amazing to watch. It was just
You used to tease me about how hard I threw the ball,
yeah.
And I'm only at like 15 miles an hour.
Okay. I'm about 14 myself.
Yeah.
And my bowling ball weighs 3 pounds.
It's the size of a cantaloupe.
It's actually made out of paper mache. Look, if you don't know bowling, folks, this is pure bowling shtick. Rob knows bowling. We never talk about sports until right now. We can talk about it. Yes, I bowl my 50 mile per hour, 3 pound balls.
Zing!
So it goes on and on and on, and we're okay. We're not killing anybody. And
it's a 7 o'clock call,
it's
right?
It's a 7 o'clock call. My performance is slowly but steadily diminishing as the evening goes. And then I just like that. It sounded just like that. And then I look at Carla, who's getting ready to bowl, and she rolls another thing, and she leaves. This is late in the game, much later, like an hour later, she bowls, and she leaves the five pin. And at this point, I go, five pin! Five pin! And I'm not rooting for her to make the spare, because if she leaves it, we get shots again.
Right.
Who gives a rat's ass that I'm buying them? I'm just hoping
You know
for,
you can just go buy a shot. Because, right?
Exactly, but that's where's the fun in that?
You're right. You know, I agree with
and
you.
And then, you know, And so Carla gets up and she's really, really concentrating because Carla's a teetotaler. She's not imbibing at all. She's okay. Not. She has her little.
The game means a lot to her.
She has her little cannabis drink and that's it for the evening.
Right.
Someone's got to drive. So she stands up there, and as she begins her approach, I go,
oh, no.
And she hits it square on. No miss for her. She no nails shots. It, no shots, and that was towards the
Damn
end of the
it.
Night. What a day. But bowling was spectacularly fun. I loved every single minute of it. And
so you'll be there again next week because I know you missed a couple.
Yeah, because the arm is, I've gotten a little more bowling arm now where it's
nice.
It's a little stronger and not affecting my other athletic activities. So,
And the more you get in there and the more you get the feel of it, the better you will get. You will get more 160 games as you go.
Yeah. And it's everybody's slaying the dragon down here. Everybody's hustling. Everybody's got to go to work.
Oh, how was Ronnie's playlist?
Ronnie was, it sounded to me like it, I think it was a dupe of the previous week. I don't think it was a fresh one, but I walked in again too. And I said, hey, best thing about tonight, got to get to listen to Ronnie's music. And he's like, and I walked by and I'm bouncing around. They're just super nice. Is it the nicest place in the world? No. Is it the finest bowling alley in the world? Quite the opposite. But it is just salt of the earth people, and outside from a couple of twitchy old ladies, it's a spectacular event. And there are people, young, old, in between. You got people that look like perhaps they knocked over a Bank of America before they got there, and then you have the big guy that looks like a defensive end for the Dallas Cowboys. But we call him Fred Flintstone because he does this rhythmic, like almost a tiptoe. Bowl struck, and then you got the guy tonight that throws 20 miles per hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am here to tell you that if you have an alley near your home, even not near your home, get yourself involved.
It's
go do it. Absolutely a wonderful thing. And they don't muck it up with flashing lights and disco balls and all that crap they
don't
put
need
on
that fog machine.
I don't like that crap. I don't like that. I want to be able to see.
TMOS Classic.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
I say, is it okay if I record this call?
Huh?
Is it okay if I record this call?
Hold on, let me ask my supervisor. Hold on.
Great.
Yeah, it's all right, sir.
Cool. Well, then, let's get started.
All right. This call might be your monitor recorded for quality assurance there?
Well, I know it's being recorded because I'm recording it.
Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in Virginia, or will you be 18 years or old by October 2012?
I'm 40 years old.
Okay.
And I am registered to vote in the great state of Virginia. How old are you?
I'm not able to say to bias the survey, sir.
That won't bias me, I promise. How old are you?
I'm not able to say, sir. I can't do it for security reasons.
Oh, you mean you're not able, like you're physically unable to?
No, like I can't because it's for security reasons.
Oh, so you choose not to?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are you able to vote?
I'm not able to say that, sir.
Well, if you have the opportunity to vote, you really should. It's your duty as an American.
I'll keep that in mind, sir.
Are you an American?
Not able to say that, sir.
I bet you are. What do you think of that?
Huh?
I bet I can guess where you come from.
Where is that, sir?
I bet you come from Michigan.
Mm-mm.
No, where do you come from?
I'm not able to say, sir.
But we know it's not Michigan, right?
No, sir.
Okay, well, you don't have a southern accent, so I bet it's in the northern. How about, what, is it a Dakota?
I'm not able to say.
All right, let's move on.
All right.
All right. How far along are we on the script? Never mind, go ahead.
Next year there will be an election for president of the U.S. Senate and other offices in Virginia. While it's a long way off, how likely are you to vote in that election? Absolutely certain, very likely, possibly, not very likely, or not at all likely.
Are you from California?
I'm not able to say, sir, for security.
Okay, I guarantee you I'm going to vote.
All right. Would you say you're absolutely certain, very likely, possibly?
I guarantee you I'm going to vote. You have my word.
Okay, so how would you say? Would you be saying you're...
I would say that I... Now, listen to me. Listen, we can sing together, but we can't talk together. I would say that I guarantee you I will vote.
Hello, sir. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you consider yourself a strong Republican, a weak Republican, a strong Democrat, a weak Democrat, or an independent or unaffiliated voter?
Well, what kind of strength? Like leg strength or like how much I can pick up?
No, like...
But you know who looks strong is Herman Cain. Doesn't he look strong?
I'm not able to say, sir.
Of course not. You know what I bet? I bet you are from Washington State.
No, I'm not able to say, sir.
Okay.
In general, would you say that you lean more towards a Democrat than a Republican?
I don't lean at all. I have wonderful posture.
Okay.
And you sure you can't tell me how old you are?
I'm not able to say, sir.
Okay, what are you wearing?
I'm not able to say that.
All right, let's move on.
All right. So you said you don't lean towards no thing?
Yes, I said I don't lean towards no thing.
All right. Do you generally think things in the country are headed in the right direction or are they on the wrong track?
You've mixed a metaphor.
Huh?
You mixed a metaphor. A better way to ask that would have been, do you think the country's on the right track or the wrong track, or do you think we're headed in the right direction or the wrong direction? That's like saying I'm giving you three choices, A, B, or three. Doesn't make any sense.
No, generally thinking things in the country.
Oh, we're thinking generally.
Do you generally think?
Yes, generally. I generally do think.
They're headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
I don't know. What do you think?
Not able to say it about...
Oh, would it bias the survey?
Yeah, this is for you. This is all your thoughts, sir.
And what was your name again?
My name is Alonzo.
That's right. I want to know what Alonzo thinks.
I'm not able to.
All right. Hey, you know what would happen if someone that you knew passed away? You would be Alonzo mourning.
Huh?
Never mind. Move on.
All right. So you don't think generally things in the country are headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
I think America is stronger than it's ever been. Write that down.
All right, so you would say it's going in the right direction?
Sure. But you know what you just did, Alonzo? You just biased the survey because you changed my answer.
No, I asked you.
Yes, but you asked if you could. Now I feel violated. But let's go to the next question.
Okay.
I think you're getting better at this.
All right.
How much do they pay you?
I'm not able to say that, sir.
They could bias the survey?
No, it's for security reasons.
Oh, I see. That's a different reason. I bet you're from Ohio. Are you from Ohio?
No, sir.
Aha! Uh-huh. So it's not Ohio and it's not Michigan. All right, but you go ahead.
All right. Please tell me which three issues or problems you would say are the most important ones for your senator to focus on.
Okay, well, I think a nice haircut is important, proper grammar, and good posture.
Okay. Hold on, let me write that down. You said what again, sir? I'm sorry.
I said proper grammar, a nice haircut, and good posture. Do you know who my favorite senator is?
Who would that be?
Jim French. He was a catcher. But let's move on.
All right, sir. Hold on, let me get this written down all for you.
What are you writing with, a crayon? We've been on the phone for 20 minutes.
I know I'm trying to get through, but you keep asking me certain questions.
You know what I think, Alonzo? I think you are paid by the hour, and you are dragging your feet to pad out your paycheck.
Nah.
Nah?
Nothing.
Why don't you write that down? Nah.
Now I'm going to read some names, and for each person or group, I'd like to tell you if...
I know how to do this. You're going to give me a name, and I'll say the first thing that pops into my head, right?
No, sir.
No?
If you're favorable or unfavorable toward them, and if you're not unfamiliar with them, just tell me that.
Okay.
Occupy Wall Street Movement, would you say you are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards the Occupy Wall Street Movement?
I don't understand. I don't know that movement.
Okay, the National Rifle Association, would you say you're very...
Oh, do they do guns?
Huh?
They do guns, right?
The National Rifle Association, I think so.
Yeah, okay.
You're very favorable somewhat.
Very favorable. I've got a 1,000 guns. My backyard is filled with ammunition that I buried there. You need bullets? I'm your guy. I don't know why you're laughing.
Tim Kaine, would you say you're very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable towards Tim Kaine?
Tim Kaine, no, I don't trust politicians that first and last names are one syllable. Not favorable. I mean, I've never heard of him.
That's the last question, sir. Thank you and have a good evening.
Oh, hold it. About Tim Kaine, you mean the guy from Virginia?
Huh?
The Virginia guy, Tim Kaine? I'm very favorable towards him. I thought you said Jim Kaine.
No, Tim Kaine.
Tim Kaine,
no,
very favorable.
No question, sir.
I'm a very favorable lookout on him.
Okay. But that was the last question, sir. Thank you for your time. You have a good evening.
If I had answered the questions different, would there have been other questions?
Excuse me, sir?
Not at all. If I had answered the questions differently, would there have been other questions? Because this survey is awful short.
Yeah, I know, sir.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you hit a button there, didn't you?
No, I didn't, sir. But that was the last one, though.
Hold it. You said you didn't hit a button?
What do you mean I didn't hit a button?
I said you hit a button, and you said you did not hit a button.
No, I didn't hit a button.
Well, I think you did. What do you think of that?
I didn't, though, sir.
But it wasn't me, because I'm not even touching my phone. So if you didn't hit a button, that means either someone's listening in on the call, or it's haunted.
I don't know, so I didn't hit no button.
Ask me one more question.
That was the last question.
I want another question.
That was the last question.
Ask me, Alonzo. Ask me another question. Hello? Are you there? All I wanted was one more question. I feel as though he let me down.
TMOS Classic.
Mike, it's been a while since you've had a real Christmas tree, like one that was cut from the forest.
I can't even remember the last time I had one.
I think they're sort of coming back, or at least the Christmas tree industry wants us to think they're coming back.
Well, I mean, I see the places off the side of the road and in the Home Depot, Lowe's parking lots and stuff like that.
The markup is ridiculous, and
you know, I used to sell them. I can tell you that they smell nice, but here's what you do. You buy a fake tree and get a wreath. The wreath smells good, too, and it's only
what are you
bucks.
Now, because you keep tabs, right? Do you
right.
keep tabs on the prices?
A little bit, yeah.
What would like an 8-footer be going for now?
Well, it'll be seven to 7.5 feet, and I think they're like $50 at Costco. But if you go to a roadside lot, you're going to be paying $75, I think.
Okay, all right.
And you know how much they pay for them?
It's been there for a while. That price.
$1.25. The markup is stupid. But anyway, I digress. When you bring a real tree into your house, you have to realize this, Mike. This was a tree that grew up outside, so you may want to check out what's in your tree before you stand it up. Mm-hmm. This tree, I don't know if you're familiar with the Grinch Who Stole Christmas. This tree actually might belong in Whoville.
Okay.
There is no place like home for the holidays, but what happens when your home is moved inside another home?
Mm-hmm. A Lexington family recently found an unwanted Yuletide guest nestled in its Christmas
this
tree.
Would creep me
Here's
out.
A look at who was found. Who?
A decades-long tradition takes a turn.
Every year. Love it. We pick it out as a family.
When Santa showed up early to the White's house, but with a present the Lexington family did not expect.
I was shocked. I was so stunned.
Rocking around their Christmas tree was an owl, the baby bird blending in with the branches, going undetected for 4 days.
Heck, I have three dogs.
You can lose it.
We use this room nonstop.
But the owl was in the house for 4 days.
That looks like a house I'd like to go to for Christmas.
Yeah, but
doesn't
not if
that look like
there.
That looked like a Richie Rich house?
Yeah, but
it?
That lady that, was like, "We do it every year, and there was an owl in our tree." And
that's a
scare.
That's a raptor, right? I mean, that's a bird of prey. You know,
it's
I'm
a carnivorous
sorry. She's lucky
bird.
She didn't get her eyes scratched out.
I do that's not a, trust it.
Wow, the owl just hanging out. Amazing that it wouldn't have taken flight prior to it being wrapped up or something.
And
like
the
that.
Fact that it was there for 4 days. What are you doing? Check
super
it out.
Super chill owl.
My tip to you, if you have a real tree, before you take it in your house, cut the stump off, take the netting off, and slam it 10 or 15 times as hard as you can on pavement to get the loose needles out and any wildlife. That's what you got to do.
Oh, I thought you were going to say slam it on somebody.
Slam it on the owl. Okay. This is really weird, Mike. I'll explain what happened here, but there seems to be a trend of people having chickens, even if they don't live in a farm. They have chickens for eggs and all that stuff. And these chickens freeze. Chickens are wild, you know, when they move around, but these chickens stop moving. This looks to me like a glitch in the Matrix.
Okay.
Hello, chickies.
So she's feeding her chickens and they're moving around.
Hi, babies.
Oh, goodness. Where y'all going? Where are you going?
Look, they've frozen.
You ready for some grubs? Let's go. It's grub time.
What the f***? Why are they all not moving?
Those chickens are absolutely statuary.
What is happening right now? Babies? Guys.
All right, Mac, thank you.
What was it? Did they explain it?
Yeah, they did. There was a vulture or a hawk in a tree that had lighted that had killed one of their sibling chickens the day before.
So that's
and
their
so
defense
when they
mechanism?
Spotted it, they just stood absolutely still. But I would be so flipped out by that.
You know, for my money, doing that is, you know, you're really not playing dead. And if that's all you got, it's a reason why, you know, there are food. I really think so.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
that's
not
just
exactly
not the best
bright.
Idea. If you know, to avoid danger, you know, usually running and hiding somewhere is the better way to go. Hey, chickens, come on, you know.
Well, they could have it. What is it he says in Napoleon Dynamite? Vicious talons.
Do they have long talons? Tina, eat the food.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, You can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center, all powered by Vanta AI. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off.